Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Richard. Today we talk about football. Okay, people. Let me just talk today about Manchester United a little bit more here. And one young player very excited to talk about today is Van de Beek. Now, I had a chance to check Van de Beek a couple of times. Obviously, on YouTube. I haven't seen him playing so much with the Manchester United team. I tried to find a couple of highlights, but it's really not much I can find. You know, I find a couple of stuff on YouTube just to see exactly what type of play and what type of player he is. But there's nothing out there that suggests he's going to be or he is right now a top player. But I have an issue with that because he went out and paid just around £40 million just to get him to the Manchester United team. So the reason why he's there, you know, the reason he's there is because the manager believes that he's one of the best options to play in the midfield place. Now, there's a lot of competition in midfield when it comes to Manchester United. We have Pogba, you have Mata, you have Fernandes, you have Daniel James. So, there's a lot. But, you know, for the young boy from Ajax coming all the way here and play for Manchester United, there's something there that maybe we need to explore in terms of Manchester United. Now, there's a couple of things I need to check here. And maybe some couple of things I need to address now. The first thing I need to talk about here is maybe the trust. I don't think Ole right now is trusting the boy. I don't think there's something, he's seeing something on training right now that is not comfortable, you know, to put the boy out there to play 90 minutes or being consistent, you know, for the first 11. So that's number one. Number two, the issue I have is, you know, when you take a young player in there, you have to develop those young players. You have to give them games. You have to give them some games. And you have to see, you know, give them experience and see how they progress towards that. It's difficult. You know, when you play for a small club, like, I mean, Ajax is a big club. When you go to, you know, the Dutch league, you know, it's a big club. But Manchester United is something else. You know, another dimension. It's big time when you come to Manchester United. You know, everybody's looking. Everybody's looking. There's more pressure. If you do not perform, the next guy up, you know, somebody else will pick up your place. So the pressure is crazy when you come to Manchester, and I get that. But at the same time, I need to see how Ole can develop and manage players. But I've seen that already because I see, you know, the progress from Greenwood. You know, Greenwood obviously came from the youth rank and had a chance to play for the first team. So I'm looking at, you know, Van de Beek right now. I am thinking maybe there's something there, but I don't think Ole right now is seeing stuff on training ground and thinking, okay, that boy is not developing the way he's supposed to. And it's down to the manager. It's down to the manager. It's down to the coaching staff to see exactly what needs to be done out there. If you need more games, you got to give him more games. There's cup games, you know, cup of Champions League. Give him the games. Give him, you know, half an hour games just so that he can get, you know, he can get up and running there. The reason why, because we've got so many options. I mean, we've got the Pogba, the Mata, the Fernandes, James, but you have to try everything. And I believe that boy maybe should be given a chance that he's supposed to as a young player. Now, the next thing, obviously, you know, coming from the Dutch league and something, you have to talk about that. Coming from the Dutch league, the Dutch league is a really good league. I mean, technically, those guys are very sound over there. You know, they like to play with the ball on the floor. They don't play too many long ball. In terms of your football academy, they do have one of the best one, you know what I mean, over there. But the intensity, the training, the physical part is not the same when you come to the Premier League. And I think that's something that the boy need to work on coming all the way down, you know, playing for Manchester United. Physically, you have to be tough. You have to work on that. You know, the consistency, the intensity is crazy. You know, Manchester United, we fight on at all fronts. We're talking Champions League, the Premier League, the cup games, and everything else. You know what I mean? And we talk about games, like 3-4 games a week. This is the intensity, the physical part that you need to work on. And I'm looking at Van de Beek. I'm looking at his body shape right now. I'm like, he look like a kid to me. He look like a kid. He need to put a little bit more muscle there. He need to put a little bit more fat there and get that muscle up and running, you know, to play against those guys. Because when you go, you know, away, you know, to play against Everton or West Ham, you know, or Newcastle, those guys over there, they've got a rugby player. They've got a rugby player over there. They don't have a normal football player. Those guys play physical. They don't play football. They play physical football. So I believe that boy Van de Beek need to add a little bit more muscle on his body, you know, to get off that pressure, to get that pressure off him, you know, physically. Now, the next thing I need to talk about is mental strength here. When you come to the Premier League as a young player, mentally you need to be strong. You need to be strong, especially playing for a team like Manchester United. The reason why you need to be strong is because one minute you can be the pop star, the next minute you can be the boss player. Basically, when you're a boss player, somebody sitting on the bench, you know, nowhere to be, because there's so many people fighting for the same position. And again, you're looking at those young player people, they've got money. They don't think about money because they've got the money, okay? All they take care about is they should play football. When they finish playing or when they finish the train, they go home. All they do is play PlayStation. They've got nothing else to do than play football. So when they get to the ground or they get to the Saturday or Wednesday or Tuesday on the Champions League, all they care about is, am I playing? If they're not playing, God, mentally, they will get affected. And I hope the boy mentally right now, I hope he understands. I hope he's having a good chat with the manager, telling him to be patient. Because he's going to get his own space as well to get to play. I mean, right now, Pogba, they talk about, you know, getting Pogba out there. You know, maybe January, if they can find somebody, get Pogba out. Or maybe by the end of the season, Pogba will be out. So that means, you know, the competition, you know, he will not have it. You know, he'll be able to get inside there to that first 11 at some point towards the end of the season. But I hope that Ole right now is helping the ball to digest and maybe going through what he's going through right now. Because those kids, you know, especially coming from Ajax, where he was playing all every weekends, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Champions League, he was playing at the first 11. And coming all the way to Manchester United, that adjustment, that's not good. Young players sometimes don't like that. And they need to have, you need to have somebody strong. You need to have a strong team behind you to, you know, to help you go through something like that. Because mentally, that can hurt you. And, you know, that can hurt you. And when you get to the training ground, you don't feel like people love you, or you don't feel the trust, or you don't feel the confidence of your manager. So at the end of that, when you go to the training ground, you do not perform your best, because you feel like regardless whatever you do, you're not going to play on the Saturday, Sunday. So I really hope that Ole right now is working with the young boy, you know, just give him that pace and tell him how good he is and how, and, you know, how much time he'll get, because he signed a contract until 2025. So you need to understand that, look, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. And really, when you play for a big club, it's all about being patient, to be honest, especially as a young player, because there's always, Manchester always going to go out there and get the best people out there. You know, we're always going to go out there. Even Van de Beek, he should understand, yes, you're there. But next season, by the end of next season, Manchester United is always willing to go and get the best player out there to get him inside the building. That's what we talk about football, because we have the money. We have the money to spend. We don't have time to wait for, you know, you to develop for 2, 3, 4, because we want to win now. We want to win now. We want to win the Premier League. We want to win the Champions League. We want to win the cup games and all that. So the pressure is on. Soon as you walk in, there's no time. You know, if you want to develop, go to the Saints. If you want to develop, go to Newcastle. If you want to develop, go to Aston Villa. Because those teams over there, they don't win. They don't win anything. They don't win anything. And if they win, it's really, I mean, it has to be one of the, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. That's what I'm saying. But when you come to the Manchester, the Chelsea, the Man City, the Chelsea, the Arsenal, the Tottenham, those teams, they don't have time to waste. They don't have time to develop you. So you need to come, get there, and get prepared. More or less like a microwave food. You put the food in the microwave, bam. That need to get ready. As soon as I get out, I need to eat that food. I don't need to wait. I don't want to chop up the onion. I don't want to cut the tomato. I don't want to put the spice. No. I need you to get ready. As soon as I bring you down here, put you on my microwave, I need you to get ready. That's exactly, you know, what it is when you join a team like Manchester United. And I hope that Van de Beek right now understand, you know, what he's going through. But he's a young player. He signed a contract in 2025. He's going to get his minute. He just need to be patient. That's all he need. He need to be patient. And technically, I mean, again, I went on the YouTube. I tried to find out, you know, what type of player he was. You know, you're looking at the YouTube highlight, And there's a couple of good stuff there. But really nothing. Really nothing. I mean, I don't see a build-up, you know, for 2 or 3 minutes, you know, to see exactly the link up and play as a playmaker. And so I can't see that. I don't see enough there. And I can see why right now he's not getting to the side. But you need to be patient. You need to be patient. You know, we have injury. We have player like Pogba, not happy. He's definitely going to leave. You've got Mata. Mata is old now. He's 32, 33 years old. So at some point, you have to rely on the young player. And the season is, the season is too long. We've got too many games. And he will get his chance. He need to be patient. But at the same time, he need to get that help, obviously, from Ole to get through that. You know, because you do not want the kids to lose his confidence. You need to understand that this is a long game. This is not coming and get, no. This is a long game. You young boy, you know, you definitely going to get your minute and you sign a contract for until 2025. You will get your place there. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Hope to stay tuned and I speak to you again tomorrow. Thank you.